Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
How you doing, buddy?
It's my favorite day of the year. Doing great.
I gotta say, man, I don't know why, but I was at the restaurant across the way, and a lot of the
restaurant you go to every day?
Not every day, no.
This week so far?
This week, yes, but not every day. Most weeks.
Oh, it'd be every day this week, though.
Yeah, well, but that's not what you said.
I said every day.
There was an implication, but there was...
You gotta go again today?
Everybody was dressed up for Halloween,
snack.
And I gotta say, it was awesome. It totally lifted my spirits. I'm in a good mood, but I was in a great mood.
So I was going to dress up today. I'm just wearing my little Halloween, Michael Myers shirt. But I was going to go full cowboy today.
Yeah?
Thought about it.
You couldn't give me full Dusty Fox? Is it because your friend's coming into town and you don't want to get judged?
Well, yes.
Okay. Well, you know what?
I was going to go full mustache again, and I probably could get away with it. Like on my broadcast tomorrow because it's November, which means it's Movember.
Yeah.
You know, Prostate Cancer Awareness Month.
That's fair.
Right? So maybe I will.
Oh. Wait. So the good people of Maction.
People.
And Drewski, they're going to get Dusty Fox, but I'm not. Because I'll be honest with you.
I don't know.
If I get shorted Dusty Fox and everybody else gets Dusty Fox, you can go fox yourself.
Oh, you go fox yourself.
I already did. So the trade deadline is here. I am being roasted over the coals on Twitter. I'm getting ratioed.
You're getting ratioed?
Because the deal that has made a lot of headlines here in Cleveland in the last 5 minutes is Josh Dobbs is being traded to Minnesota in a swap of a 7th rounder for a 6th rounder. So
good call by Zach Jackson.
Good call by Zach Jackson. Did he say that was the exact deal or the Minnesota thing?
I don't know if he said it on the air, but he told us off air.
Okay. So look at you, Mr. Sources. However, my point was the Browns couldn't do that. And there's a fair swath of Browns Twitter who is now aggravated at me for bringing this up. And I've had multiple people say PJ Walker is better than Josh Dobbs, which would be really great if it were true. Josh Dobbs's completion percentage is like 14% better. Josh Dobbs has the same amount of interceptions as PJ Walker does in three times as many games. And by and large, Josh Dobbs is not ass. And so I got to be honest with you. I think Browns Twitter is up their own ass on this one. I think that's where we are.
Browns Twitter is up their own ass?
Now, in fairness, we've got 2 hours to the trade deadline. So one of the fair rebuttals has been, well, let's see what they do with 2 hours to go. And I think that is incredibly fair. But if they don't make a move at the deadline, I will be forced to look at this as an extension of something Zach Jackson said with the morning show today, that quite frankly, the Browns don't like to admit their own mistakes. And I will tell you that I think that is a real problem in Berea. Now, I'm not talking about specifically the Josh Dobbs thing, but maybe it's a defense mechanism. I think the only way you truly succeed at the highest level is if you are comfortable eating bleep in public and saying, that's my bad. For instance, I can say, maybe I jumped the shark on criticizing that the Browns didn't trade for Josh Dobbs before I see if they make another move. That is a fair thing to say, so I will eat bleep on that.
Yeah, listen, if the Browns don't make a move for a quarterback here, I'm going to be extremely disappointed. And the Browns have shown, you know, in the past, the willingness to, like, admit a mistake. I think with the Kareem Hunt signing, that was kind of like, okay, we'll bring Kareem back. That's no big deal. Makes a lot of sense. Guy knows the system. Like, bring him back. He's available. Jacoby Brissett, he's available. He could come in right now. Hell, he could probably start for the Browns this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I don't know about that. I would have felt more comfortable.
I mean, today's the day off. I mean, you have 1, 2, 3 days of practice.
I probably would have felt more comfortable with Dobbs from that sense, simply because Dobbs was here in August. And Jacoby hasn't been here since, you know, what was it, the first week of January, when then he went into free agency.
Yeah, but I mean, that dude's been around the league. I mean, you're telling me that guy couldn't come. What was that? The noise I made?
I don't know what the voice was.
It was just kind of like kind of went Collinsworth on it. I mean,
kind of went Caliendo.
I was also going to say, kind of went Pharrell on the bench. I don't know if we're not allowed to say that word anymore, but like,
shook it up. I mean, what's better than Halloween and the trade deadline?
Sorry. Where was I? Tiger out of the cage.
Like, I'm going to know where you were. I'm the one that got distracted.
Like, I'm going to know where you are.
I got distracted by the... It was Sling Blade.
Mm-hmm. You're the guy that looked got homeless yesterday and taters. Today you wore shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 35 degrees out.
You were making the case that Brissett could start because he's been in the league long enough.
Oh, yeah. Back to that. Thanks, Keith.
Good job, Keith.
He could start.
He used instant replay. Okay, he could.
Run it back.
Like, theoretically, he could, but is that putting him in a position to succeed?
Well, I mean, listen, you don't have to start him. You can start PJ. What's interesting, though, is like we kind of missed that one comment about Stefanski saying that like they're going to evaluate potentially starting DTR as well this week.
So it was more that we're going to reevaluate the quarterback position as the week goes on, which could mean Deshaun, it could mean DTR, it could mean a trade.
Correct.
So I got to be honest with you, man. I will be disappointed if they don't make a move.
A quarterback or for any move?
Yes and yes. I think you need to safeguard yourself. If you don't think DTR at any point this year is truly ready to come in and be better than PJ Walker, and PJ Walker is 150% who he is, which is not good. Like, and honestly, not good's not like he's been awful. He's not even throwing 50% completion percentage. He's got 5 interceptions. He has multiple fumbles. Like, the Browns are winning in spite of their quarterback to the most extreme that you can in the NFL.
Yeah.
This is Duck Hodges. This is Nick Mullins in, was it San Francisco? Or C.J. Beathard in San Francisco? Basically anybody that wasn't Jimmy Garoppolo or Brock Purdy in San Francisco. And I don't know why some fans are just content with, and it's not a criticism, I don't know why you're content with Deshaun or bust. Because I think the Browns have been plucky and optimistic about, oh, one of these days, old Deshaun's going to come back and he's going to save us all. And that might very well be. But their optimism to this point has yielded nothing. Their optimism to this point has yielded one awful start by DTR, which you got the crap kicked out of you in a crucial division game, and three pretty bad games by PJ, where if you were 1-2 instead of 2-1, people would be running PJ Walker out of town.
Correct. But you're 2-1, so you look at PJ and you're like, yeah, you know, you're still winning with this guy. And I don't know, man. What I've seen, the turnovers, they're escaping these games, these wins that they've gotten with PJ by the skin of their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some luck, you know, with a missed kick, you know, penalties, like everything's gone the Browns' way this mm-hmm. year for the most part. You know, outside this past weekend when you get the doink.
Yeah. The old helmet doink.
The doink pick.
Not even like a funny doink. That there was nothing charming, unless you were on the national broadcast.
Was it charming or chotch?
It was very chotch. Although, not again, entirely PJ's fault. He was put in a bad position. But so I think they absolutely have to address quarterback in a meaningful way. And if they don't, guys, here's the thing. They don't have to. But I will not cut you any slack if Deshaun Watson plays less than three games going forward. If Deshaun Watson is, if this injury continues on and he plays less games or equal games, but no more than three games moving forward for the rest of the season to what he's already played, I'm not cutting slack here. I'm not doing this. And here's where I get a little bit anxious as a fan and as a broadcaster. It's very simple. This team's really good. Not only do you have a very talented team, you've got a great group of guys. And I think the ultimate reward that you can bestow upon a team that has played their ass off for 3 weeks and, quite frankly, has been put in a position to fail, whether it was unintentionally, intentionally, whatever, with a backup quarterback as it is, I think the best thing you can do is reward them by bringing in more talent. And so, Kevin Stefanski yesterday said, oh, I like my team, which is exactly what he should say on the eve of Halloween, on the eve of the trade deadline. But if there are ways that you can, even incrementally, bring reinforcements here, whether it's at wide receiver, I think running back is, I think you have enough running backs. But tight end, offensive tackle, which they kind of did today with Nsekhe going on the IR. But defensive tackle, a sideline to sideline linebacker. Like, whatever it is, if you can bring in more talent, do it. Because if you're going to act all plucky with the optimism about Deshaun Watson, then you should try and maximize this roster. And to me, a no move today would make me feel like you just don't believe in this team.
Yeah, it's going to feel like they're punting on the season, or they're putting all the eggs in Deshaun's basket.
Mm-hmm.
All of their eggs in Deshaun. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
It does.
And that is scary because I don't know that Deshaun, number one, is he going to be healthy? Number two, is he even going to be able to play at the level that we traded for?
So is this to me, or is this to you more about backup quarterback, or is this about the other spots?
Oh, listen, I think that the roster is so talented. Like if you could get Brissett, I think you could actually, I'm not saying win a Super Bowl, but I think you could get to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I think the way people have framed the backup quarterback spot behind Deshaun is, well, nobody's going to be Deshaun. Okay, but you're that's
but
not
Deshaun
the level.
Hasn't done anything since he's been here.
Well, but that's not the level you're going for is, are they better than PJ Walker? Do they give you a better chance to win?
Yeah, Brissett's, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I remember sitting here on this very same show with you last year, and you were saying how the offense was, and we both agreed, I think. I mean, the offense was not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And Stefanski was putting up, you know, 27 to 30 points a game. I mean, they were cooking a little bit. Defense was garbage.
And you wonder with PJ Walker, that exact same 3rd-and-3 play, I'm actually, even though if you need PJ, if you need Jacoby to win you the game, you're probably starting at a wrong spot in the fourth quarter. But if you need him just to extend your lead, or if you need him to play from in front on a 3rd-and-3 where you've got a 4-point lead with you're going into the two-minute warning, that's a moment where that pass doesn't look quite so idiotic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.